Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really excited. I'm a first-time caller, but I've become like a big fan of you guys.
Thank you.
So my question is the effects of pornography in society in terms of whether there is any published research, you know, empirically based evidence in terms of pornography's effect on, does it increase sex crime, sexual deviancy, sexual aggression, things like that. I have a friend who feels that, you know, he's shown me some research recently that seems to show studies in Denmark and Japan and West Germany and some other places that would seem to show lowered levels of these problems in society after greater exposure to pornography.
Yeah.
I just don't know if you guys, if you are familiar with this research.
Crystal,
or if that
this is a
research.
Really important question. I'm thinking of the Mark Twain saying, figures don't lie, but liars do figure. Isn't it true, Matt, even if you could find a double-blind study that is just airtight, linking porn use to rape, sex crime, sexual abuse of various kinds, that the porn addict is going to go, yeah, well, that's terrible, but it's not me.
Yeah, and that might be true. So a couple of things I would say, Crystal. First, we can never mistake the what I'm going to call the accidental reasons a thing is wrong with the substantial or essential reasons the thing is wrong. Okay, so let me give you an example. According to a branch of the World Health Organization, the oral contraceptive pill is a class 1 carcinogen, that's a cancer-causing agent on the same level as tobacco smoke and asbestos. Okay, but that in and of itself isn't the reason contraception is wrong, but it is a signpost that points us to the reason. Okay, so if one day the pill actually turned out in all other accounts to be healthy, except for the fact that it's suppressed fertility, it would still be wrong. Okay, so the reason pornography is wrong is that it removes sexual intimacy from its natural context and then displays it to third parties deliberately, right? And it elicits lust, which is an inappropriate desire or passion. So that's the reason pornography is wrong. So if you are finding studies that say, look, it's decreasing rape, that's not a reason to go ahead and use it, okay? But incidentally, yeah, I do have one study here. This was put out by the American Justice Department, U.S. Justice Department. In Oklahoma, it says 150 sexually orientated businesses were closed, right? Now, the rate of rape decreased 27% over 5 years in that area, while the rate of rape in the rest of the country increased 19%. Okay? So you could look that up online. That's the U.S. Justice Department there. But think of the logic. Let's look at the logic. What is someone saying when they try and argue that pornography doesn't lead to sexual deviance? Well, it seems to me what they're saying is images coupled with messages do not have the power to influence people. Now, we know that's ridiculous because there's a multi-billion industry known as advertising, which people seem to think is pretty successful. Okay, so those would be a couple of thoughts. Another study I want to tell you to look up, and this was recently published in the British Medical Journal. Two psychologists from Middlesex University and the University of Surrey in Great Britain recently conducted an experiment where they took quotes from convicted rapists who were justifying their hate crimes against women, and then they also took quotes from quote-unquote lads' mags, okay, these men's magazines such as Maxim magazine.
Now,
and
that's
all that
a
kind
new,
of
never
junk.
Heard that before, lads' mags.
Yeah, it's kind of a British thing, I think. Right. And so what they did is they just randomly interviewed different people and said which came from which source. And what they found out is overall, people had no idea. They could not tell which quote came from the convicted rapist justifying his hate crimes against women and quotes from lads' mags. So to tell me that this isn't influencing the way men look at women and women look at men is a joke. And it sounds like a great thing to tell yourself if you want to believe pornography is fine, but instead if you want to face reality, I think, come on.
I remember Queen's University in Canada conducted a study that found 86% of their sex criminals were self-admitted porn addicts. That's the thing about surveys, Matt. Who's going to be really honest about what their addictions
are? Well, it's always been a difficult thing. Yeah, especially when it comes to these sexual things. It's always been difficult to get hard and fast statistics.
I'd recommend Judith Reisman's book, Soft Porn Plays Hardball.
Oh, absolutely.
I know she's the researcher and speaker. Have you ever met Judith?
I've been in touch with her. She was writing for thepornefect.com a while back there. And I mean, you know a girl, you know this woman's made an impact when on the back of her book, one of her endorsements is from Playboy, who basically says, say they wanted to kill her, right? Mm-hmm. So she's made some headway there.
Her testimony against Hustler magazine, a cartoonist,
yeah,
Chester the molester, that's why this guy's in jail,
yes,
because of Judith Reisman's.
Thank God for her work.
Work. Crystal, does that help?
That does help. I guess there's just this idea in society, not just with porn, but with other things, that men need some sort of release for
okay.
They're going to act.
Let me just quickly address that, okay? Because I've heard the objection as well. It goes like this. Look, if you had an itch, you would be normal to scratch it, okay? You would be an oddball if you just sat there and let this itch irritate you to death, right? So the same thing is with masturbation or pornography and sexual desire. Okay, here's the thing. Why do we scratch an itch? Well, the reason we have an itch is because there's an irritant lodged in the skin. The reason we scratch that itch is to dislodge the irritant. Okay, but here's the thing. Sexual desire for the Christian is not like that. It's not an irritant that needs to be discarded. Rather, it is a God-given motivation which should propel one to make a gift of himself according to the demands of chastity.